Chapter 13.
Stay put,
Bezog said, holding Nath down by the shoulder. They were inside one of the homes of the settlement. Nath lay on a small bed with his head propped up by some pillows. For the past 2 days, Bezog and some others had been tending to Nath. The wound Overseer Dormus had given him was deep. Nath's situation had turned grave.
I want to see Dormus,
Nath said, brushing the long hair from his face. He coughed.
I have questions I want answered.
Brenwar is handling that,
Bezog reminded him.
You need to keep your blood down. The poison still works its magic yet.
Nath snarled and grunted. The healthy gleam he always had on his face had faded, but it had been much worse a day ago. The mortal wound had put Nath into a coma of sorts. They had applied salves and administered potions, but nothing took at first. Anyone else struck by the blade would have certainly died from it by then.
Have you made anything of that blade yet?
Nath said. He reached over, coughing, and grabbed a jug of water.
How did that sluggard come to acquire it? It's almost as if that blade was designed for me.
Bezog plucked the blade out of a nearby table.
It's a dragon skinner. You know them well. Usually the clerics lend them out to poachers, with strings attached, of course.
Nath sneered and held out his hand. Dragon skinners were made by clerics of Barnabas from enchanted and carved dragon claws. It was said that a well-forged one could peel an eyelid from a gnat, and the edge was difficult to notch or chip.
Let me see it.
Bezog hesitated. His friend had been in bad shape, the worst he'd ever seen him. Yet it didn't seem possible that such a small blade could kill him. It was several inches long with a stout blade and handle with 2 notches on the end. He handed it to Nath, who eyed it with suspicion.
Strange. I remember it had a glow to it like a firefly.
He flipped it around in his hand and thumbed the edge.
Nath, what? It can't still be poisoned, can it?
He coughed again, harder this time. His face flashed in pain. He stuck it back on the table.
I hate those blades and those clerics.
Me too,
Bezog agreed. He lifted his robes over his toes, sat down in a chair by the bed, and thought about the dragons they'd seen flying away the night of the battle. At the time, he had assumed they were flying off because they no longer were under the power of the crystal amulet. But given the evidence now, he wasn't so sure.
I think we have some problems that need discussing.
Go on,
Nath said. Bezog leaned forward with his black brows furrowed.
They're on to us. Why else would they let someone like Dormus have an enchanted dragon skinner? The evil curse of a cleric of Barnabas is what poisoned it. The evil courses through the blood and right into the heart. It can kill.
His eyes flicked up at Nath's.
Or corrupt.
I'm fine, Bezog,
Nath assured him. Bezog wanted to believe it. Nath's behavior had been nothing short of brave and exemplary of late. Still, it seemed Nath had taken the bait, placed everyone in danger. He'd been sent to scout, but something had gotten to him. He should have waited. Bezog let it go.
He's done well. I'll trust him for now.
He reached inside his robes, grabbed something, and tossed it on the bed. It was a shard from the amulet. The light was dim that once glowed. Nath picked it up, inspected it, and said,
What do you make of this?
It's crystal from beneath the cities that float above the rivers.
What? Floating cities?
They're near the river cities far in the west. I've never seen them, but I've come across the histories plenty. These crystals store magic and hold it a long time. I believe the clerics of Barnabas have cast spells in them that control and charm the dragons.
He leaned back.
At least the dragons who are not willing.
He ran his fingers over the wound on his head.
The dragons, to my good fortune, weren't entirely evil.
But they had black tails,
Nath said.
Are you saying the black-tailed dragons aren't all evil? They didn't have black tails before.
It was a good question. Bezog wasn't entirely certain about it either. Dragons, good or evil, had personalities of their own. Just because they were aligned with evil didn't mean they would do everything they were told.
I think they had to follow the commands of Dormus. But when the spell was broken, they decided to conduct other business they might have been given.
That being,
Nath said, toying with the shard.
I suppose they were looking for you.
Nath's expression didn't change. They both knew it was only a matter of time before the clerics of Barnabas figured out who was behind the raids. But at least he and his friends had managed to fortify some of the forces of good in the land. Nath sat up with a groan, holding his side.
Oh, we'd best be leaving then, Bezog.
They'd spent enough time in the settlement. However, they always waited for help before leaving, and no soldiers or legionnaires had yet arrived. Nath made his way over toward the door and donned his cloak.
You coming?
Where are we going? To liberate another city? The risk, I fear, is too great, and you aren't fully well yet.
Bezog waited. He wanted to see what Nath decided. He was the one who had led them this far, and they'd accomplished much for it. But what would his next step be? Nath folded his arms across his chest.
You really think they have dragons in every town, village, and city?
Their numbers are great, and the black-tailed dragon sightings are increasing. Sasha says they pass through the skies like flocks of birds.
It was Bezog's turn to sigh. He missed Sasha, his sons. It had been far too long since he'd seen them.
The good dragons are sights unseen. The good dragons burrow. Wait.
Nath shook his head. Disappointment marred his face.
Good for them.
He leaned against the door.
If we've been rousted, then maybe it's time to try another tactic.
He tossed the shard to Bezog.
I think it's time we learned more about these stones. Get to the heart of who's creating these amulets. Dragons should not be so easy to control.
Bezog agreed.
They just need to be a little willing, Nath. The rest is surprisingly easy.
Are you saying it's easy to control people?
Bezog went after the elderwood staff that leaned in the corner of the room. Its polished wood felt soft in his hand. He tapped it on the floor.
The heart is easily misled. It wants what it wants, and can fall prey to that. To a mouse, it's all the cheese it can eat. To a dragon, all the precious stones it can have. A dwarf, precious metals. These things don't fill you, but these things can fool you. Evil promises all of that.
But it's love and goodwill that last forever,
Nath said, finishing Bezog's sentence.
Yes, I know. It's not the first time I've heard that.
His gold eyes brightened.
I say we head east to this floating city. Maybe we can put a stop to some of this. It can't be easy to mine those crystals. It must take special skill to do that.
Bezog nodded.
It will be heavily guarded and very risky.
So is everything else,
Nath said, opening the door.
Perhaps our prisoner can add some insight to this.
An ancient dwarf stood in the doorway, ready to knock. He had a worried look about him.
Gorley?
Nath said.
What's wrong? Overseer Dormus. He's escaped.